all the country music. Here are the fantasy fools in 3, 2...
Every fantasy has one fool, but this one has two. And the greatest lesson in life is to know even fools are right. Sometimes.
Looks like the upper hand is on the other foot.
It's time for the Fantasy Fool Show.
Tell us, pray, dude.
Here's Brian and Mac.
Oh, I don't know if I'm ready for this or not. Anyway, Fantasy Fools. Happy week 5 to you. I hope it went the way you wanted it to go, and hopefully, you didn't have to worry about the injury bug thing. Got kind of ugly again, and it really hurts. Mac, how you doing?
Doing very well, Brian. Good morning out there to all of our listeners. Hope you had a good weekend. It was certainly an interesting weekend. Breaking news, the game is on tonight.
It is.
So, just announced, so no new tests for the Titans. So if you've made contingency plans and so on to get those players in there, go ahead and fire them up.
It's going to be a wonderful game tonight. I know Jonnu's going to score 25 to 28 fantasy points. So if you have him, if you have him playing tonight, good luck to you.
Yeah. And then just a quick note that one of the things Brian and I have been talking about is that, you know, if you do have if you've made contingency plans in your league, that's a good thing. But I would encourage you to visit with your commissioner, or if you are the commissioner of your league, to think about having some contingency plans in place so that people aren't penalized for things like tonight. So,
yeah, right.
And so what we did in our league was a person could have a player play over the weekend, but if the Bills game is a go and they've got a Bills player or a Titans player, I can go in as commissioner and swap those out as long as they declare that on the message board. So, those types of things, you know, they create more work for the commissioner, but it also allows us to not penalize people who This is out of our control. And for example, in our league, I can't add roster spots, but I can change the rosters for any given team. I can swap players in and out.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's helpful because, you know, really when it comes down to it, there is a spot where it becomes not fair.
Right.
For maybe even just one team in the league. So you kind of have to have some of those contingency plans ready to go.
Right. And I think I'm not quite sure if I understood the injured reserve thing correctly. I mean, we've used an injured reserve slot in our league all the time, but they're not using like an entire team for injured reserve if they're put on bye week or whatever because of COVID. You have to actually have COVID to be on the injured reserve list. So that kind of has thrown a little bit of a wrench in things as well.
That makes it a little bit tougher, but if there are commissioners out there willing to do like you did for the Carpies League, then it makes it a whole lot easier.
Yep.
You know, it makes your deciding. You can go out and pick somebody wrong, but if your guy plays, like I've got Jonnu tonight, now, you know, I lucked out there.
Yep.
And hopefully it's a good game tonight, and I think it should be.
Yeah,
so for
great.
Those that... I don't know how Monday Night Football ended up. I didn't pay attention.
It was a great game, yeah. Overtime thriller. Saints won 30-27.
No
field
kidding.
Goal. Yeah, they came back from 17 points down. Huge night for Emmanuel Sanders. Huge night for Justin Herbert,
the
Chargers quarterback, who's going to be good. There's some good young quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, there really is. All right, we're going to come back, talk studs and duds and fact and fiction next.
You're listening to the Fantasy Fools on K-Country 102.3.
Yeah, well, welcome back to the show. It's Brian and Mac, and you know what? We're going to get right into studs and duds in fact and fiction because there's a lot of stuff here, Mac.
A lot of stuff going on. You know, and again, there were a lot of really great performances this week, but we would just want to highlight a few for those of you that are making roster. This is mostly for people that are in roster pinches. So we're going to highlight some people that really went off this week that might be able to help you in the next coming weeks with bye weeks, with the whole schedule just a complete mess and bye weeks now in full swing. But for quarterbacks, we had some really nice performances from folks that have been kind of middling throughout the year. Ben Roethlisberger, Deshaun Watson, Jared Goff, and Derek Carr all had great weeks. And I think that these are people that you will plug and play, if not every week, then certainly as bye week replacements. You know, the coaching change, I think, as people thought, really energized Deshaun Watson and the Texans. And they even had players like Brandon Cooks, who's AWOL, show up and play big. He's one of our studs at wide receiver as well as, so the Texans are alive and well. For running backs, so the Rams got a huge day out of Darrell Henderson. There was a Todd Gurley sighting in Atlanta. And that's another note, too, Atlanta firing their head coach. I think it's a good time to take a look at your Falcons because there's going to be an attitude change in the building. And a coaching change does energize a team. We saw that with the Texans this last week. One of the players that we really want to think about is Ronald Jones II for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So if you've got Leonard Fournette or LeSean McCoy, that backfield is an absolute mess. But he's posted back-to-back 100-yard rushing performances. But I don't know. I still think the jury is out there, and I think you just have to keep an eye on him. I think it's a little bit of fool's gold is what I'd like to note with Ronald Jones. For receivers, I mean, holy smokes, what do you do with Chase Claypool? All of a sudden, he emerges for the Steelers. And again, I don't want to call him complete fiction. He was clearly the number one receiver. But with Deontay Johnson banged up again, and Juju Smith-Schuster seems to be kind of, nobody knows what's going on. He's definitely a waiver wire pickup. But again, we kick the tires carefully on that. With all their receivers healthy, I don't think you can't expect a performance obviously like that every week. That's a once in a lifetime performance.
Yeah, like that. Now that doesn't mean that he won't respond again. It depends on Deontay Johnson's position. Does he come back? Does he get healthy?
Absolutely.
Is he 100%? If he's not 100%, he's probably a good grab.
Yeah, and then some other players that have been really kind of, really slow to get going at the wide receiver position showed up big this last week. DJ Moore for Carolina, Preston Williams for Miami, Jarvis Landry in Cleveland, all had really great weeks. We mentioned Brandon Cooks. And then last night, Big Mike Williams for the Los Angeles Chargers had a touchdown and had a really nice performance, as did Darius Slayton for the New York Football Giants. At tight end, the obvious studs showed up this last week. Waller had a great week, as he usually does. But Austin Hooper played well for Cleveland. That's a good bye week replacement for people who need tight ends. Gesicki played well for the Dolphins. And even Hayden Hurst played well. So there's a lot of good things going on at the tight end position. So, if you need some bye week replacements, take a look at some of those folks. Some obvious duds. Joe Burrow's going to be a fantastic quarterback, but when you get sacked 7 times, and especially if your league takes points off for sacks, terrible performance. The Ravens just absolutely destroyed the Bengals. But I don't think you're going to expect that every week out of Burrow. But what you will expect is he's going to get sacked a lot. I mean, he's getting murdered out there. The Bengals have no offensive line, and he's just going to keep getting sacked. So be buyer beware with Joe until they get that all figured out. Matt Ryan played well again. There's going to be a turnaround in Atlanta. Keep an eye on him. Or Matt Ryan had a dud performance this last week, but there's going to be a turnaround in Atlanta with that coaching change. So I don't think you give up on him just yet. If you have Le'Veon Bell, you probably had to start him. He didn't do anything. So that was our plug your nose and just pray. Joshua Kelly, nobody knows what's going on in that backfield. Kenyon Drake continues to be absent. And I think you just finally, like with the Ravens, Mark Ingram. I mean, what are you going to do with the Ravens, the 49ers, some of these folks that have these Bucks, these backfields by committees? They're just too tough to call. And, if you've got those players and you don't have any other moves, you got to play them. But still, that's just a real tough position to be in. Justin Jefferson had a quiet night for what everybody thought was going to be a blow-up against the Seahawks. But Thielen, it was Thielen's night, and you've got to expect that. Justin Jefferson is going to be an every week play from here on out.
Yeah, he had 200-yard games. He's not got 3 in a row.
Right.
Is quite odd, especially for a rookie. So you got to expect a down game or maybe even two.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they'll make up for it.
Absolutely. They make up for it. He may have cost you this week, but he'll win a game for you next week.
Yeah.
And then, some of the other, like Terry McLaurin for Washington had a down day. Cooper Kupp, the Cowboys receivers had a down day, and that's the big, we haven't mentioned Dak Prescott yet, but I think that's on everyone's mind.
Yeah.
And then at tight end, some duds, Tyler Higbee, George Kittle, and Zach Ertz had pretty lousy performances and probably cost people some games.
Okay, so if we slide into fact or fiction, is Cleveland really good?
Yes,
are they really
absolutely.
Good?
Yes, I
they
think they are.
They figured it out, didn't they?
They did.
They finally
did.
Changed the game script. And made it work for the players instead of the coaches.
Yep, and I think from here on out, you play all of your Cleveland offensive players. They're not all going to go off every week. They're going to be a run-first offense. They do have that figured out. But those receivers are excellent. If you've got a healthy Jarvis Landry and an Odell Beckham Jr. who's clearly now bought in and isn't, making waves, it's a dangerous team.
Oh,
and a good defense.
No doubt.
A good defense, solid defense. So they're going to be in every game.
Yeah, I have to ask you about Andy Dalton, I promised I wasn't going to get into the mix here, but seriously, Andy Dalton didn't have any. He just didn't have an opportunity. There was no preseason and spring training. Where did that get him? So it's probably going to take him a couple of games. He'll probably do okay.
Last time I checked, the Red Rifle, Andy Dalton, was doing nothing but leading the Bengals to the playoffs.
Correct.
And he is a good quarterback. His big knock was that he couldn't get them over the hump into the big game, the AFC Championship or a Super Bowl. And then when Marvin Lewis got fired out of Cincinnati, it was time to move on from Andy Dalton. And so that's what they did. But he is a good quarterback. And I'm telling you right now, if you are desperate at quarterback, you could do a whole hell of a lot worse than Andy right. Dalton, especially all of Dallas's weapons are still there. So I think he's an immediate pickup if you need quarterback help.
And they're relatively healthy.
Yes.
So there you go. All right. Yep. What else do you have on the fact or fiction?
One of the things that I really want to emphasize is, you know, I love teams like the Miami Dolphins. And, you know, everybody thinks that they're just going to play out the string or put in their rookie quarterback. They're not. They are absolutely balling right now. And it is great to have Dolphins in your lineup. Ryan Fitzpatrick just keeps rolling. I think teams like the Texans and the Falcons, they're not dead yet. They might be out of the playoff run, but I still think they're worth playing. I mean, especially with those coaching changes. And I also think that one of the things that's fiction is, are the Bears for real? I'm not quite sold on them yet. I think that product of that Bucks game on Thursday night is more of the Bucks screwing up than the Bears winning the game.
I think so. The one thing, though, about Chicago, their defense is healthy. Yep. Mac is playing.
Yep.
And Hicks is playing, so they do have a little better defense.
Yeah, and also don't worry about the Kansas City Chiefs. They'll be just fine. The Raiders are getting healthy, and everybody knew the Raiders, when they are healthy, are going to put up a ton of points. And you saw that on Sunday. They finally have all of their receivers getting healthy. And once that happens, Carr has four, if not five, legitimate receivers to throw right. to, and then you get Josh Jacobs coming out of the backfield. That is an absolutely loaded offense.
I think people just weren't ready because it's the Raiders, just weren't expecting it.
Yeah.
Now you can.
Yeah, absolutely right? You can. So it's good to have Raiders. Raiders and Chiefs, I mean, those types of teams, Dolphins, they're going to put up tons of points every week.
Stay West Coast. How about the Niners? Where are they at?
They're an absolute mess. They're so banged up. I think you do worry about your Niners, and I think that the only person that you really consider starting on a week-to-week basis is Kittle right now. Their backfield is a mess. They've got, Mostert, his back. Is it Mostert?
Mostert.
Yeah, Mostert. Yeah. And so their backfield is just another one of those revolving door type situations.
And
so
Jimmy G's out again. So
Jimmy G looked terrible, got benched the whole bit.
Bad deal. How about the Vikings? They are playing good.
Yeah.
They're just not playing good enough to win. That's mm-hmm. the thing that stinks.
Tough to win in Seattle, but they could have. They were there.
Yeah, they were.
I like the Vikings. The signs that they're showing are encouraging, but they have to get some wins going here if they're going to stay in the mix.
Yeah, they do. They really, really do.
Yeah, especially with the Packers and Bears winning.
If not, I have a feeling they're going to look at a coaching change too.
It could.
I have a feeling. And it could be the end of Spielman.
Yeah,
it's kind of what I'm thinking. So anyway, there we go. Fact or fiction. Is that it?
We covered it, right? We got it.
Awesome. We're going to come back and dive into the numbers, which, you know what? I don't know if it really does us all that much good.
Yeah.
We just need to stop listening to all of the experts out there on TV and radio because they're steering us in the wrong direction. So maybe these numbers will help you out. We'll be back.
More of the Fantasy Fools next on K-Country 102.3. You're listening to the Fantasy Fools on K-Country 102.3.
All right, so back to Fantasy Fools here on K-Country 102.3. We'll dig into the numbers. If you're in the hurt bag like I am, I had Dak Prescott and Dalvin Cook and Austin Eckler. And we were doing good. Matter of fact, leading the Carpies League. And now I'm in huge trouble. And I think the numbers help you out if you're looking for stuff. Because right now, you're not going to find a lot of good stuff. You're not going to be able to grab the things that you might, or the guys you might want to grab. So most points allowed to quarterbacks from the Falcons, the Seahawks, and the Chargers. Running backs are pulling points from the Panthers, Packers, and Raiders. And the Packers are off by. We'll see what happens to the Packers here this next week.
Mm-hmm.
Wide receivers, Seahawks, Browns, and the Cowboys. tight ends are getting points from the Saints, Falcons, and Bills, and then the defense, they're always on the list. The Giants, the Jets, and the Bengals.
Yep.
Now, the red zone looks, let's take a look at rushing inside the 10. If you listen to the experts, they say the Rams hate Darrell Henderson. Darrell Henderson is still available in a few leagues, mm-hmm. and at this point, I think they're going to use him for a while. Cam Akers, a little disappointing. So I think Darrell Henderson has got the opportunity, and he's getting the ball inside the 10.
Yep.
So there is potential there. Wide receivers, again, T. Higgins makes the list. 22 targets, 12 receptions, 2 touchdowns. Tight ends, Jimmy Graham. Mm-hmm. 28 targets, 17 receptions, 4 touchdowns. Who would have expected that or thunk that from Jimmy Graham? Mm-hmm. I think Nick Foles makes him a better option.
Yep.
As well as Allen Robinson Jr. Now we look at the snap counts. Ronald Jones pops up here with 37 and a half snaps. The last 2 weeks, week 4 and week 5, he's had 49. So his touches are going up. So if you have him or if you're in the hurt bag that bad, he might get you some points. Larry Fitzgerald, if the guy could score touchdowns, he's got the snaps. 59 average snaps to Christian Kirk's 47 and a half. Larry sees the end zone, maybe once or twice, but he's got potential. And then Austin Hooper, he's showing up 57.6 with 1 touchdown. So the snap count, you got to have snaps if you're going to get points. So look at good, solid snap counts. The targets, let's see, McKissick from the Washington football team, 8 targets, 6 receptions, 47 yards, 0 touches, though, or 0 touchdowns, rather. And then Emmanuel Sanders, you mentioned him earlier, 14 targets, 12 receptions, 122 yards. If Michael Thomas comes back, Emmanuel Sanders may not be the guy, but right. Jared Cook is really not pulling his weight either because he's right. not feeling well. And I don't even, did he play last night?
Yes, he did. He had a touchdown. Well. Yep.
He did. Okay. So,
yep. Nice touchdown, about a 46-yard touchdown pass wide open.
And then Austin, okay. So there you go. Austin Hooper, 10 targets, 5 receptions, 57 yards.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the numbers. Yep. And the thing is, there are so many different tools out there. If you use the fantasy football research page, mm-hmm. there are a lot of tools and a lot of pages where you can pull information. And it should help you make some pretty decent picks. So check that out at kcountry102.com.
Absolutely.
All right. So now let's get into the top 5 plays of the week here.
All right. Like we say, we are not going to give you the obvious, so we'll just rattle through who we really, really love this week. Gardner Minshew versus the Lions. Fitzmagic versus the Jets. We love Kirk Cousins versus those Atlanta Falcons. We really do. Plug your nose, though, folks. And then an extra bonus, the Red Rifle versus the Arizona Cardinals. Give Andy Dalton a shot. He's going to have he's got all the tools there. So if you need a replacement for a bye week, he's a good one to pick up. Running back. Keep your eye on Dalvin Cook. If he's banged up and not going to go, Alexander Mattison is a great play. Antonio Gibson is playing great for Washington. So get him fired up. He's an every week starter. David Montgomery for the Bears at Carolina. You mentioned Carolina giving up points to the running back. He's getting all the carries in Chicago. He's a good story there. Wide receivers, I think you got to fire up Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods versus the 49ers. They're still an absolute mess. They're getting torched. They just got torched by the Dolphins. They can't stop anybody right now. They have no defense, and it's not their fault. They're just everybody's hurt. And we also like Justin Jefferson to bounce back versus the Atlanta Falcons. And LaVisca Chenault Jr. For the Jacksonville Jaguars is putting up great weeks week after week. At tight end, we like Tyler Higbee to bounce back versus the 49ers. We'd love Jimmy Graham. You mentioned him. TJ Hawkinson for the Lions versus the Jaguars is a nice sneaky play as well. And maybe not even sneaky. You may not have a choice. You may have to play him. And then finally, at defenses, we love the Colts versus the Bengals, the Dolphins versus the Jets, and the Vikings versus the Falcons.
Yeehaw! When we come back, we're going to double down and we'll take a look at those. Ooh, I think I pulled a hammy. Injuries coming up next.
More of the Fantasy Fools next on K Country 102.3. You're listening to the Fantasy Fools on K Country 102.3.
All right, I gotta throw away my double mint. Can't chew gum and talk at the same time, so let's double down here. It's the Fantasy Fool State Farm Double Down brought to you by your local discount double check State Farm agent Paul Cruz. If you do it right, you might save up to 30% with DriveSafe and Save. And if you talk nicely to Paul, maybe you'll get the Rogers rate or the Patrick price. All right, this is really quick and simple. Chase Claypool or Juju and Deontay. Deontay's hurt, Juju's kind of a dud, and Claypool is probably the guy to buy, right?
I would think so. That's the way this season goes.
That's
nobody
the way
knows.
The season's
because,
going.
You know, if you get Claypool in your lineup, you know, Juju's going to go off for three
exactly.
touchdowns and probably
no
pass or run for one, too.
I think here's the deal. If Claypool is available in your league, you got to grab him.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Pickens are getting really slim. So yep. Go ahead and do it.
The panic button is for emergencies only.
Where's the button?
Here comes the meat wagon.
This is a class one emergency.
Yeah, okay. We get to the favorite part of the program.
Yep.
The injuries. Anyway.
Obviously Dak Prescott was the terrible injury of the week. We've got one. Kyle Allen for Washington had a concussion, and in comes Alex Smith. That's a mess. I don't think you can touch any of those players right now. If you have to go with somebody from Washington as your quarterback, you are really in bad shape, and I pray for you.
Yep.
The big news out of Minnesota is Dalvin Cook in that groin. MRI yesterday, but still no official news on what's going to happen. But he is not out.
No, it's encouraging that he came back and yep. gave it a try and went, this is probably not something I want to do. So AMAT is, he's a guy. If you've got him,
mm-hmm.
you're happy and you're lucky.
Yep. Wide receivers, Deontay Johnson banged up. Keenan Allen last night banged up. But he's got a bye week in this coming week, so you're not going to use him anyway. DJ Chark for Jacksonville, Sammy Watkins for Kansas City, and AJ Green for Cincinnati. All of those players are probably going to be out this next coming week or on bye. Some of these folks are on bye as well. Keep your eyes on people like Michael Thomas, Julio Jones, DeShaun Jackson, and Alshon Jeffrey. Again, some bye weeks and implications there. Tight ends that are hurt or still banged up, O.J. Howard, Noah Fant, and Jordan Akins. Keep your eye on them. And then it's not injury related, but teams on byes this week with the massive shuffle and things kind of shaking around. The Saints, Raiders, Seahawks, and Chargers are on bye. And previously, the Broncos were going to be on bye, but they are actually playing their game against the Patriots on Sunday. So a lot of moving parts there.
Yeah, it's crazy. Waivers are coming up next.
More of the Fantasy Fools next on K-Country 102.3.
It's Brian and Mac, the Fantasy Fools.
Bump the volume, bump the volume, bump the volume.
Yeah, well, we can pump up the volume all you want, but we're going to look at the waiver wire, and it's depleted. The waiver wire is just depleted.
Yep, it is.
You know, there's a little saving grace, but not much.
If you need some help with these odd twists and turns with bye weeks, we've already mentioned Andy Dalton at quarterback. Also, Teddy Bridgewater, if he's available for Carolina. He's putting up good weeks week after week. Good bye week replacement, if not an every week starter. Running backs, Alexander Mattison in Minnesota, especially if you've got Cook and he's available, pick him up. He's an important handcuff. Chase Edmonds for Arizona and D'Ernest Johnson from Cleveland is a good pickup as well. At wide receiver, if Brandon Cooks is available, he showed up against Houston. He's a good bye week replacement. Travis Fulgham showed up for Philadelphia. There you go. And then for, with the Saints on bye next week, you're probably not going to pick up Emmanuel Sanders or Traquan Smith if they're available. But if you've got the roster room, they're good stashes.
We're coming up in the 2-minute warning.
That's the 2-minute warning.
2-minute warning.
2-minute warning.
2-minute whistle blows, it's your ball game.
Two-minute warning. Here we go.
And you've got to stop play when it's a 2-minute warning. So finish the waivers there.
Yeah, just a couple more to add. T. Higgins, you've already mentioned for Cincinnati. Chase Claypool for Pittsburgh. Obvious pick those guys up. Mecole Hardman is a good pickup because Sammy Watkins is going to be out. So he's a really good receiver, so don't overlook him. And LaVisca Chenault Jr. for Jacksonville, if he's available, pick him up. Look at his week-by-week numbers. They're really, really good. And then at tight end, Austin Hooper for Cleveland and Mo Alie-Cox for Indianapolis are good bye-week replacements. And some of you may be starting them every week if you're in a 12 or a 14-team league.
No doubt. And don't listen to the experts, because when they say these games are going to be big and they're going to go off, they're going to score points, and blah, 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 blah. So don't ever bench your big guys like Kelsey, because the experts said your other two lesser receivers are going to get the job done because they won't. So that's one thing I've learned. Don't listen to the experts. Go with your gut and do the deal. Stick with your good guys.
Yep. Keep your eye on COVID. Make contingency plans if you're a commissioner, or ask your commissioner to consider contingency plans.
It's huge. Yeah, because you, A-Bear Herbert.
You may lose your game, but we're not going to let COVID beat us.
That's exactly right. And here's the thing. Don't give up hope, because you don't know what the rest of the season's going to be like. You know, you might be at the top of the league and drop down 5 or 6 places because of COVID or injuries or whatever, but that doesn't mean that it isn't going to happen to the rest of the league. So keep trying to make decent picks. Stan says, Kenyon Drake, what do I do?
Nothing.
Punt.
Pray.
Yeah. Julie says, Hooper, for real? Starting to look
that way.
Jury's
out on that, but I would say yes.
Yeah. All right, well, we still have week 5 left. It's not over yet. There is a game tonight, so good luck in week 5. There's a chance that the leaderboard could change. And week 6, let's move on.
Yep.
All right.
Have a great week, everybody.
That is Fantasy Fools.